It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Blogg. Now to a story that has physicists gnashing their teeth. We're talking about the news that scientists in Switzerland have firmed up their discovery of the Higgs boson particle. It's not the discovery that's the problem, it's what we call that particle. Case in point, our editor Allison McAdam got this email from her physicist father, who implored, "Please avoid referring to this as the God particle. It's really stupid." True, the Higgs particle is often shorthanded in the media as the God particle. Sorry, Dr. McAdam. But reporters didn't make that term up. In fact, it's the title of a book of popular science written by the Nobel Prize-winning physicist Leon Letterman back in 1993. And his co-writer Dick Teresi joins me to explain. Dick, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon.
So in the end, can we blame a physicist for this term, the God particle, that has other physicists so upset?
Well, you should probably blame me.
Blame you. Okay.
Yeah, well, we were writing the proposal for this book around 1990, and I was reading through some of Leon Letterman's notes from his lectures, and what he talks about is this search for the ultimate elementary particle. What is the basic ingredient of the universe, the particle or particles with which we can make anything else? And then he drew a funny picture of a funny little particle. He called it the God particle.
Mm-hmm.
As a joke, because he's an atheist, I'm an atheist. Maybe there's an ultimate particle that's inside these other particles. He didn't think so, but maybe there was. And so I said, well, this is a good working title. And he said, oh, no, don't do that. And I already typed it up. And I said, well, Leon, look, I have written 7 books by this time. And I said, in no case has an editor ever used any one of my titles. So if you don't want a title, this is the time to use it. And the rest is history. They love the title.
You figured they would never accept it.
No, not in a million years.
Silly you.
Yeah, of course. You know, my instincts are always wrong.
Well, you can imagine a publicist or a book publisher thinking, well, quarks, leptons, I don't know, the God particle. Now that will sell.
Yeah, if only that were true.
It didn't sell.
Well, it did all right.
Well, there is a section in the book where Leon Letterman talks about the name that he really wanted to call this particle. Not the God particle. Something else.
Yeah. Well, that's a joke. He said, you know, he originally wanted to call it the goddamn particle, and the publisher objected.
And why did he want
to? It's not true. Leon always wanted to be a stand-up comedian. And he had to settle for being a physicist with a Nobel Prize. And so if you read the book, you couldn't possibly take this seriously.
Well, in the preface to a new edition of the book, Leon Letterman wrote, "The title ended up offending 2 groups, those who believe in God and those who do not. We were warmly received by those in the middle." Did you and he over the years hear from physicists who were really angry about this title, thought it was offensive to the science they do and all of their very hard work?
Here's the funny thing. We did not.
Really?
Yeah. It was all in the press. And on the day that the Higgs boson was originally discovered, there were 281 million entries on Google for God particle. And, you know, I didn't read them all.
But
everyone
looked.
I read had just repeated the rumors and misconstrued or took it out of context. And nobody did any original research.
You know, from the perspective of a physicist who are studying really elemental forces in the universe and then are always asked if their work is proof of a God or evidence that there is no God, can you understand the frustration behind that?
Well, it's not an unreasonable question, is it? I don't see it. But if people want to see this as a key to something else, I think that's fine. Erwin Schrödinger, Nobel Prize winner, he was very religious. He was into Eastern religion. And he saw no connection. He thought that religion was far more important than physics, even though he had a Nobel Prize in it. And so he never mixed the two.
Well, Dick Teresi, thanks for talking to us about the God particle.
You mean the Higgs boson?
The Higgs boson.
Thank you.
Dick Teresi co-authored the book The God Particle with physicist Leon Letterman.